So we have the Rashba over here on the base of the base. In the Sugya Mechuberes in Tlusha. The Rashba says that the Gemara says the Dibay Mechuba would be either more chum or more cow. There's a tzad to say maybe Mechuberes should be always tam. So the Rashba comes on to say that since we have a rule, Sabik Daraisa Mechubra, by Surim we go to Chumra. Therefore, it's a Mu'ed La'ayla. It's La'ayla Mu'edis. Because, Safi Darais to the Chumra. Which, the scar would be, that maybe you have to be more careful. You have to be more careful for this animal. But the Pell over here is, why are we saying Safi Darais to the Chumra? And therefore, Keren Mechuba would pay Nezik Shal. We have a klal gadol that when it comes to Mammon, we say, Sveik L'gula, right? And as a matter of fact, the Rashban of Gimel Mabez, the Rashban we had, the Gemara says, Vivosh named Nehemi Nayar Nafkins. I'm sorry, it's Gimel Mabez. The Gemara says, the Pasik. The Gemara says it could be Mashmi, the Shein, or Regal. We don't know which one to bring in. So Gemara says we include both. Frank the Rashba, Kashali, Adrava. You have a subject, which one to be Machayev, Dokai Malon, Hamaitz Mechaber Olivaraya. The Pasuk Hamaitz Mechaber Olivaraya. So he gives the Terrence. But the Chayyim is a steer over here. By us, he's going with the approach that if we have a suffix, if it's chayv or not, or we have a suffix, what the din should be by mechuberes. We have a suffix, if it should be nezek, shalom, or chatzin nezek, zot rashba, lechomra. And over there, he goes with the approach of a maitim chaver al varai. So what's going on over there? And this is a general question which we have to address throughout the Masechta, at least the first step of the Masechta. Whenever I have a suffix in Ezekiel, and we're going to have many of them, especially in the second parak, you're going to have many sfeikas of tekus. Is it a mazik or is it not a mazik? Is it a mazik of regal or it's a mazik of bar, h? So every time I have a masik, do I go to Chumra or do I go to Kula? What is going to be the rule? What's the general rule when it comes to masik? Right? So of course, I would have thought, if I was thinking, I would have said, well, look, it's a shayla of tashlumin. It's a shayla of tashlumin. So it's mamonis. So turn to Hilchas mamonis. Hamayis b'chavel v'raya. Yet we find here now see the Rashba is saying something else. So what's going on over here? So Rebarach Ber, and also Chassam Sifa and Chubas in Yeridea, Reish Mem Aleph. I didn't put it down on the sheet, I forgot. But Rebarach Ber and Chassam Sifa seem to say that any suffix in Shulchan Aruch, right? Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara comes out with a teku. Gemara is a suffix. Now I'm writing the Shulchan Aruch. I need to write halacha. What do I do with a teku? So any suffix in Shulchan Aruch that's a suffix in Svara, is this something the animal normally does or not? A suffix, how do we apply the rules of Mazikim if that's the suffix? Then la halacha, you need to watch your animal. Why? Because that's a suffix deraisa. And we go to chumra. Why? Because it's a suffix deraisa. Do I need to watch him? I don't need to watch him. That's a suffix deraisa. Lamash, I have a bar that's less than 3 tvach. A bar less than 3 tvach. Tvach is not a bar. But we know there's machlekes and shiur between Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Chazon Ish. Right? So let's say I have a bar that's in between Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish. Safik, if this is a bar or not. Savi, if it's a bar that, so what's the din over there? What's the din over there? Over there, the chayra of the shayla would be, do I have to pay or I don't have to pay? Or is the shayla, or if the shayla is, do I have to watch the bar or not? If the shayla is, do I have to watch the bar or not? Says Rav Baruch Beh, that's a savik d'oraisa, and we go to chumra, you have to watch it. But if it's a savik, do I have to pay or not? So then, that's a mitzvah mechaber al v'raya. That's a mitzvah mechaber al v'raya. And by that, we're going to say, l'kula, until he brings a raya. Until he brings a raya. Now, I would have thought that both of these fakes go hand in hand. If you're going to tell me that it's a suffix mamain, and therefore I don't have to pay, so then I don't have to watch it. If you tell me that I have to watch it, then stuff I have to pay. I would have thought you can't split the two, that they go hand in hand. Says Rav Baruch Beh, no, we can split it. But when can we split? That's the question. Can we always split these two? Or does this din of whether I'm mechuyev to watch it, and number two, am I mechuyev to pay, do they go together? Or the two separate spakes? Says Rav Baruch Beh, sometimes they link to each other, and sometimes not. What's the call? When the suffix is how to teach the pasik, how to give a definition to the pasik, right? The pasik is ki yigach. And we have a suffix, is ki yigach kerem chuberes or kerem tlusha? That's our suffix. When I read the pasik, ki yigach, right? Teaching it to your first grader. What are you going to tell? Kerem chuberes, kerem tlusha. That's the suffix of the Gemara. Mar suffix is, what is the taisha of the pasik? So then already, I have to make a decision how to taisha the pasik. Once I decided how to taisha the pasik, then that's what the pasik says. And then there's no more spakis over here. Right? So I can't split it. Once I taisha the pasik to mean mechuberes, then it's no longer a suffix, do I need to pay or not? Because for whatever reason, I decided that the pasuk means mechuberes, then the mechuberes is chayv to pay. You can't say, yeah, but it's a suffix if it's mechuberes of tlusha. Because I already gave a definite definition to the pasuk. So then it has to be the same. Then the chiv shmira and the chiv mamon go together. Because now read the pasuk. Ki yigach kerem mechuberes. Tashlumim, Chatzinezim, Shishol, there's no spakis over here. But when I have to decide if this is a mazik of shar or not a mazik of shar, is it daima to shar or daima to regal, right? Which I'll give you an example, hopefully it will come to the example I wrote down here from the Shulchan Aruch. When I have a suffix, if it's let's say regal or shane, right? Let's say I have suffix. If this is regular shane or regular karen, right? The case that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about regular karen. I have a suffix. I know it's a mask. I don't know if it fits into regal or fits into karen. The nafkamina will be if let's say it's mazik, there is shusarabim. So regals, so then regals chayim and shusarabim karens patur shusarab. So then it's a suffering in payment. It's not a suffering in taicha of the pasuk, right? So that's a rebaruch bezmim chasta sofia. That what? That. So that's the Rav Baruch Beh saying that once the suffix in teaching the word of the pasuk ki yigach, what ki yigach means, or any example that we're going to have further on in the Masechta, the Rashba is going to tell you that suffix is sir. The suffix is sir. It's the Torah telling me I need to watch this or I don't need to watch this. We go to Chumrah and we say, yeah, the Torah is telling you need to watch it. And we go to Chumrah. Now once that is the definition of the pasuk, then it follows through with mimela, follows through with the payment plan. But if my suffix is, I know it's a matzik, I just don't know which matzik it belongs to, that's the case over there on Daf Gimel, where we'll see the Rashba over there, then the rule of a mitzvah chaver orai is going to kick in, because then it's a suffix moment. Then we can split the shmira. I'm glad they have to watch it, because either way, either it's a shame, regal, or karen. It's one of those, so I'm glad they have to watch it. Tell what, which payment plan do I have to play with? So then it's a case of, so then it's a question of a mitzvah chaver orai. Which I want to add to this a little further understanding. Rav Shimon has a chakira in every case of Safik derais l'chumra. Whenever we say Safik derais l'chumra, is that b'teres vaday or b'teres Safik? Right? I have a Safik. If this piece of meat is nevela or kasha. 50-50. Right? So I'm a guy who's into investments. I mean, deals. And so, you know, I'll say like this. I'll say, look, 50% chance that's a big, 50% chance that's kosher. So halach l'maisa, savi deraisa l'chumra. I'm not eating. But you know what? I'm going to take the chance. I'll eat it, and we'll come up to Shemayim, and we'll find out, did I eat nevela or kosher? Right? So you come up to Shemayim, and they say, maisa, that was kosher. Am I going to get away with the punishment or not? If you learn that savi deraisa l'chumra is a suffix, okay, so you took a good gamble. I gambled. And I ended up winning. It was kosher. But if you say that it's vadai, then they're going to tell you, you're right, it was kosher. You had no right eating it. Patch. So, Rav Shimon is mechadish, then no, it's v'taris vadai. That's what Baruch Beis telling us over here also. Once we touch the Torah, this means, ki yach means tush of chubars, whatever it means, and that's what there is fandai. And therefore, there's no sphagis anymore to say, well, maybe it doesn't mean that, and therefore I shouldn't have to pay. It's what there is fandai. So that's the issue. Now, I want to go a little step further, and to understand this, we're going to have to understand this better. We're going to have to understand it better. But like this, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Sadi Sif Beis. So he's coming off a Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Yotes Amud Beis, and there's many examples of this, as you're going to see. The Gemara over there, I wrote down on the paper here. Mar says over there, Kishkishab is no. Yeah, my animal has a tail and it swings its tail. Swinging its tail, and what happens as it's walking, swings its tail, hits Reuben's Caleb, and they break. Mahu, I'm a chayvana. I'm the Idam Chiyav, Senev is no. What are you expecting the guy to hold the tail and walk with it? You don't hold it. What are you supposed to do? Ihachi. Karen, not my neighbor, Chiyav. Is that a bit Karen Leilich? So what are you going to say by Karen also? Well, I'm supposed to hold its horns? Hachiyash, then what type of dimin? Karen, laborchi, haochi. Karen's not ochi. Swinging the tails ochi. Chimach, the ochi, my boilers, then what's the shayla? So Gemara says, the shayla is, kishkus yisera b'boilers. My animal is a miyuchadik animal, it's a unique animal. It swings its tail way more than other animals. You say it. The mar swings it wildly, right? It's a wild swinger. The mar knocks things out of the park. It's a wild swinger. So now the shayla is, okay, what's the din? Kishkas, you say, what's the din? Says the gemar, take him. I don't know. Not sure what the din is, the gemar says. So what would you say the halach is? Kishka should say, what's the halach? What would you say? What?
It's a
Sarah. It's a Sarah. So the Gemara is not sure, is it like Karen or not like Karen? The Gemara is not sure if it's like Karen or not. Safek the Gemara, the look further than the Gemara. The Gemara Safek is, or the Mefarshim of there, is it like Karen or like Regel? Maybe it's Orche. Maybe it's Orche. Maybe it's Orche to be Regel. Or maybe it's Mishuna and it's Karen. That's the Safek the Gemara. Is it like Regel? And because it's Orche, even though it's Kishka Shisera, it's like Regel. Or is it like Karen? Because it's Mishuna. To be so wildly swinging is Mishuna. That's the Safek the Gemara. We don't expect you to do that.
That's what something like
the Gemara, no? But the Gemara falls over there. The Gemara says, no. When I expect you to do that by Karen, I expect you to do it by Reg. So the question here is, what's the Halacha L'maisa? What's the Halacha L'maisa? So based on the rules we just said for Rabbi Baruch Ben, what would you say? We're not trying to touch the pasuk, right? We're trying to figure out, is a chayv moment or not? We know it's us. We know you have a chiv shmir. That's pashat us. Who said something? Chayim mitzvah chaver l'raya, right? Shmir mitzvah chaver l'raya. Because we're not trying to touch the pasuk. We know it's chayim and shmir. That's pashat us. Question is, do we give it the halachas of Karen or the halachas of Regal? What's the nafkamina between Karen and Regal? There you go. B'shus rabim. Regal's pater. Karen's chayim chatzines. Rishus a nizik, keres chayv chatzin nezik, regels chayv nezik shalom. Right. So what happens? Let me see a case like this. Reuben, my shar goes and damages Reuben's kalim in Rishus Rab. So what happens? I tell Reuben, I don't want to pay because it's a suffix. If it's regel or keren, Rishus Rab and regels pata. Prove it. Tomorrow, my shah goes running into his rishos, smashes his kalim, and I say, Reuben, I'm sorry. I don't want to pay because Karen, I only want to pay chatzin nezik because Karen's chatzin nezik. So what does Reuben say to me? Mimon of shah. Either yesterday you chayv or today you chayv. You can't play both games, right? What's the din then? No, it's Ibn Chab.
What's
that like? You can't be made to both. Why not? Yes, something. I'm not making you both. It's a something. I'm a Ibn Chab al Raya. Prove to me yesterday that it's regal. Today, prove to me that it's Karen. Very simple. I'm staying out of that. You need to make the decision which one is. I'm saying I don't know which one. It's not cool. Very clear. Talking about where it's Kishka Shisera, swinging its tail, Shein Dark Alasi's tongue. Vizika Bishusarab, this Mansing Bishusarab. Oi, Shikishka, begin Shalom Bishusarab. Vizika, that's all the cases that were over there. Chabra Paskins, Pata, like the Shita Saramba. Pata. Now, Ulam Baba Matsi recently, anyone? But see, the rule is, if let's say we have a dinner of a mitzvah chaveil raya, and I go over to you, right? Whatever the case is that I come and I say you owe me money, and halach is a mitzvah chaveil raya, and I have no raya. I go and I grab your money, $100 bill, and now it's money. Who's the mochzik? I'm the mochzik. Now the mitzvah chaveil raya is on you. Right? That's what it says right now. By mamonis, the din is a mitzvah chaveil raya. Whoever's the muchzik, has it. The other guy is, so if I'm typhus, if I do tefisa by mitzvah mechaber l'raya, now I'm the muhsig, you bring the raya. Says the mechaber, if tafas a nizik, goy bechati nizik mimasha tafas. Shezeh adav a sofik who im elu told us a keren, shechayv lem shetram, it does rey, b'shabat b'shabat, beautiful, mechab makes a lot of sense, and this is the Rambam. The Rambam is quoting the Rambam. Pata, why? Because it's a suffix regular Karen. Pata, Mirshas Rabim, Amaisa Chabaraya. And the regular Dinim, Vim Tafas. Right? So I understand the Mechab. Says the Ramah, Yesh Aymrim. He's quoting over here the Rosh and the Tor. The Tor and the Rosh. Yesh Aymrim, the Bechos, Fake Adina. The Chos, Fake Adina. Le Mahani Tfisa. The rule is that by a suffix of Din, it doesn't work. L'chein afilim tafas mafkirimin. No, take it away from him. I don't understand. I understand why. Suffolk, if it's Karen or Rebbe, we just finished saying that the rules that we said earlier, based on the rules, it's Hamayz v'chavel v'raya. And the rule is, Hamayz v'chavel v'raya, tfisa works. Why is it saying tfisa doesn't work? So this Machlekes Rambam Tor, does that bring back a memory to the first chabur we had? We had a chakira then. Right, very good, there you go. We had a chakira then. Why was the term chayv mimamon? Why was the term chayv mitashlumin? Right, the term was chayv mitashlumin. What was the kavan of the term? Because it's mimoinoi? Because it's my mommy that's being mazik, that's why the Torah is machayv me? Or because I was pre-shem ha-shmira. Shem ha-shmira. We said then, the Rambam holds memoinai. State before the Rambam memoinai. Tor, we said, says before shmira. Can we be toiler that in this machlekes, and then come back to our Gemara? Can we be toiler that or not? So in the Rambam that learns that the chiyuv tashlumim of the Torah has to do with mimoinai, it makes a lot of sense. Very good. It's a moment is the kashaloch. It's your mommy was mazik, and shalim mominus. Are you chai for your mommy's mazik or not? Right, this mommy was mazik and she's a rabbin. So if I'm chai to pay for my mommy or not. So therefore we say, it's a regular, standard suffix in Mominus, where we follow the rules of Mamayz Chavah Raya, Im Tafas, Lem Afkin B'nei, we don't take away. But how about on the other side? The Torah that learned that it's a Din Shmira. The Torah that learns a Din Shmira.
Of Tashlumim over here is a deeper suffix. It's a suffix. It's a suffix of Chayim and Tashlum and Shmira. According to the Torah, it's not Mamnis and Shmira. It's all one din. I'm only Chayim to pay if I'm Chayim and Shmira. But if you can't figure out if I'm Chayim and Shmira, then how can you be Chayim and Mamnis? What? So is he or not? That's why I said we'll go back to our suya now. Does that shnil or baruch be or not? I lost that one. On the tzad of shmira, what does that mean? The kabbalah of the Torah is that since you pishea in your shmira, you had a responsibility to watch this animal in Rosh Hashanah, and you did not watch him in Rosh Hashanah. So now, pay for the hezik that he did. But if it was not mechayiv, on the tzadah it's Karen and it's Meshuna, I wasn't mechayiv to watch him in Rosh Hashanah. The nizik was supposed to watch himself. So who said I was b'chal b'chayv? So the suffix tashlumim is the suffix shmira. Satrama. This is not a standard suffix. You patur because you patur because there was no tzad. I mean, there was no strong tzadia that you had to watch to be pashen shmir that face. So of course, if he grabs it from you, he had no right to grab it from you. Which before we get back to our sugya, so now we're gonna have to keep this in mind straight through Baba Kama. Every time we have a teku, we have two rules. We have the Mechaber's rule, which is the Rambam. We have the Torah's rule, which is the Ramah. And we're always going to have to see if it works out. And we'll see that many times it works out. We're going to have many Mechaber, Rambam, Torah. And it's going to seem like in this, well, of course, there's always exceptions to make things more exciting. But the question is, then going back to the Rashba by us, so the Rashba by us, we have to figure out. And on the question I asked you with the Mimanav Shach, So in Dine Mamnas, that's a great taina. Dine Mamnas is a good taina. And Mimar Shach, you owe me $100. Either because of yesterday, you're right, we have a suffix. But either yesterday or today, either way, I have a tefillah of Mamnas. Between yesterday and today, I have a valid tefillah of $100. So in Dine Mamnas, I have a good tefillah. And we'll see that there's a shach and a smach. Taz, it seems to say that this Mimar Shach will work in Din Mamnas. Question is, on the Tzad of Shmira, maybe Mimar Shach doesn't work, because I didn't have to watch it yesterday, and I have to watch it today. So there was no Mimar Shach. So that's the question over here, and that's what we have to figure out. I want you to think about these questions. I'm going to continue with them, but I just want to go back to our art. Not to mention, interesting point. The Brisa said, Tan Rabbanan, Gimel Avis Nemru Bashar. There's three Avis Nemru Bashar. Hakaren Hashem Arega. And I mentioned them when we read it. It's a funny lashon. Gimel Avis Nemru Bishar. What do you mean? Karen Zav, Shane Zav, and Regal Zav. What does it mean? So what was the price mean? Gimel Avis Nemru Bishar. Karen Hashem Arega.
It's not in Tzar. It's not in Result. It is.
It is.
Why said Karen included those three other also?
Yeah. When the Why said Shar, it's including those three. So this is what Tysus meant. I just want to point out, this is what Tysus meant on the face of an owl.
No,
Tysus said, come back and shame sharks. What do you mean shame sharks? Because there's a shame for shark. There's a shame shark. The shame shark is Nichlal, is Kylo, three others. Others is a shame shark. Zog the Bryce said the shame shark is only Kylo 3 and not more. Where do I see that? Look at this, I'll show you a line in the Tysus, and the Chabez of an Aleph. Hopefully we'll get to one day. Chabez of an Aleph. What? Look, at the beginning of the Zman, I always have big plans. And then at the end of the Zman, I go into panic. I'm still on the Gimel. Okay, Tysus over here, Divya Maskol, Lav Memoine de Baal Kelefu. Tysus found the case of a shar that's an ish. So, okay, shar running around with ish. So, look at the end of Tysus, the last words. It says, Kamak and Pasha le the Gemara, Mishum Ezid Rasha the Patal Ish Bamta, on Ish Bamta. Why? The Gimel Avais Nemru Bashar, Vila Yaisa. Gimel and not more. And, I thought it was like a Gishmak that gives Adgasha to Tais Abbez and Rav. What means Shem Shar? We asked them, what means Shem Shar? And it was the Maram that I saw on the Chobez. Yeah, Maram says, the Gimel of his never Bashar. So that's what means shame. So when you read the Gemara, it's Gishma. Torah Gimel Avos Nero Bishar, and there's three, and it's telling us there's three. Then we go on Karam Nolan and all that. I always wanted to be Madish. The way I understood taste is here, and I think somebody wants to different. I wanted to challenge them on it. You see the Yisrael about it. They already challenged me on it. I got him to be my mixes on this. So, Tosis is saying here, I will forbear his aim of Kulmu Edis. So, how do you know? In the Habmi and the Gemara, we were saying that Mukhbaris is a mood. So, Rajma said, how do you know it's a mood? Maybe it's a Tom. Like, oof, you need my car. You can't just be a Chayb Mazikim. That was the whole first Chabura. There's no given that you chayv. So Taisa says, I'll learn it, I can't learn it out from Tulusha, because Dayot can Tulusha, because then I'll have to have the same dinim of Tulusha. That is not going to happen. So Elamai, what it must be, right, you can't say a spar that Mechuberes on the first time is like Tulusha the third time. That doesn't work. Taisa says no. Because Dayot, we have a rule, Dayot love him in a din.
Why not?
Because Dayot is a rule in Limudim. What?
Why can't the Bichatzin?
Well, okay, then we discuss another Chabur. The Gemara held that there's a chilek between two. Fine. So Tosfos says it must be that we learned it out from Shah Avos Nezikin. We're learning it out from other Avos Nezikin. But then Tosfos says this is only true according to the Man D'Oma, Palga Nizka Memoina. If you learn that Palga Nizka is Memoina, then I could say that we learned it out from other Avos Nezikin. Which means that our sugi over here that has a havamina, the mechuberes is kulim moedasi from other nezikin is going in the mandama memoina, but according to the mandama kinasa, then there's no havamina. Like Taisa says, lo itzrech kra. I mean, underline those words also. Lavishim the itzrech kra lashminin. We don't need a pasik to teach me the aim moedas, the aim moedas. I have this brace over here, Tashma, B'choshay, Rahidolai. That's only Shalik Tita for the Hamuinam that makes people that make mistakes. But Aslam done in the Dome that make mistakes, we don't need that brace. Pash it. There's no Avamina.
Only
going to Mada Balgam and Maina.
What?
Yeah, then you do need. But according to Mada of Kinas, since our Gemara is going in there, Mada. You'll be my Ayin and Rashi, you'll see if Rashi agrees to this or not. Maybe we'll talk about it. But in Mir Tishem, we're going to continue with the hours that we said today. Tomorrow, I have to leave early because I have to go to the Chasana. But Mir Tishem, I'm going to go through. Okay.